This is Senator Al Simpson. Americans can now draw up a deep breath of fresh air and exhale a sigh of relief. The Senate passed new clean air legislation. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, you have huffed and puffed here on Face Off these last few months about what a good bipartisan clean air bill Majority Leader Mitchell and the White House were crafting. But when an amendment that would virtually kill the bill was voted on, there was old Ted Kennedy's name in the eye column. There's a lot of dirty pollution you've been billowing out there. The Senate bill calls for a 10 million ton reduction in SO2 emissions, repeals the percentage reduction requirement, offers maximum flexibility with least cost, and reduces smog, NOx, and air toxics. With those hot, hazy days of summer just around the corner, Americans can soon look forward to a thinner brown cloud and brighter, bluer skies, thanks to steady, determined legislating, and no thanks to sideline Kennedy. Why did you set those out, Ted?
Al, there you go again. When they analyze the voting records from the debate on the Senate Clean Air Bill, I'll be in the pro-environment column, and old Al Simpson will be in the pro-pollution column. Again and again, Al, your positions in the debate on clean air were so laughable that you should tape them and send them to America's funniest home videos. The Senate Clean Air Bill gave too much away. The polluters came to Capitol Hill and shed large crocodile tears, plus large campaign contributions. Too many senators bought their line and watered down the bill. The debate now shifts to the House of Representatives, where the lobbying will be just as fierce. There's a good chance, though, that the House will stand up to the polluters more effectively than you did, Al, and give the country the real victory we need in the battle for clean air. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on job discrimination under the immigration laws. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.